Hi, I'm Brigadier General Evan Pettis. I'm the commander of the 378th Air Expeditionary Wing. And this morning I'm sitting down and having a conversation with Colonel Brad Orgeron, the commander of the 378th Expeditionary Operations Group. Good morning, Colonel Orgeron.
Good morning, sir.
You doing all right today?
I'm doing very well.
Good deal. Hey, tell me a little bit about yourself. Who is Brad Orgeron?
So I am a son of an Air Force officer. I was a military brat. My dad spent 20 years in the military as a ICBM officer, so I spent a little bit of time around Wyoming and missile bases and out in England, and had the opportunity to live all over the world. My family is living back in Oregon, where I'm stationed at Kingsley Field. Bounced around all over the place, including my upbringing as a child, and then in the military. I've lived in over 20 different locations, and I typically have moved every about 2 years throughout my life. So it's been really exciting. Had a great opportunity to see a lot of the United States and a lot of the world.
Excellent. So what job did you come from coming to PSAP?
Yes, sir. I am currently back home. I am the 173rd Fighter Wing Vice Commander at Kingsley Field in Oregon. It's where we have the F-15C FTU for both the active duty and the Air National Guard. We fondly refer to ourselves as Team No Slack out at Kingsley Field, and they have had the F-15 mission going back since Tyndall terminated F-15 FTU operations around 2010 timeframe.
And for the general audience, what does FTU stand for?
That is the former fighter training unit.
Got it. So that's where you transition young Air Force pilots in general, not always, but from flying our training aircraft into flying our operational F-15s.
Yes, sir. And I also wanted to throw a quick shout out to Kingsley Field. Got some great news this morning as they found they will be getting the F-15EX and future mission in the out years going on in 2022. So that's a big win for that community.
It's super exciting. It's a highly capable aircraft. I'm really excited to see that come into the force.
Yes, sir. It's going to be great to have some new iron out on the ramps.
Oh, absolutely. I can imagine Kingsley's jets are probably not new.
No, sir.
Yeah, roger that. Okay. Hey, tell me about the Expeditionary Operations Group. What does an Expeditionary Operations Group do, and is there anything unique about PSAB?
Yes, sir. So, as I have learned over the last couple weeks, it is an incredibly complex mission. Here at Prince Sultan Air Base, the Expeditionary Operations Group is actually a combined operations and maintenance group responsible for all operations and flying activities here on the airfield and maintenance support activities to keep those airframes flying, along with the munitions, all the backshop maintenance, and the airmen to support ongoing flying operations on a 24/7 basis. What makes Prince Sultan unique is obviously the rate at which we are building the base out and the tempo of operations with high turnover. So incredibly exciting opportunity for all of our airmen to be engaged daily in the mission of the Air Force and really able to get their hands on the combat capability of our force.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that really struck me coming here is that EOG, compared for the rest of the Air Force, it's almost a misnomer, as you said. I mean, there is an entire maintenance function that is not normally folded into an Air Force unit. As a matter of fact, I sat down with a few of your pilots yesterday, captains, all of them, and a good portion of the discussion from their perspective was them making sure that I understood shortfalls that were affecting their maintainers. So it was really neat to see that that team forming in that group. I think they would have been that way anyway, but I think they found a special bond now that they're all in the same unit for really looking after the team that keeps those jets flying for them.
Yes, sir. Having the combined operations and maintenance group is a tremendous opportunity, not only for our airmen in general, but the opportunity for operations and maintenance to work together and really develop that team mentality as we generate aircraft and go fly combat lines. And the opportunity for our younger pilots, specifically and our officers, and the fact that they are developing that camaraderie and mentorship and leadership abilities at a young age is really going to pay off, not only for them personally, but for our force in the future.
Yeah, very, very cool experience. So how are your folks operating out in the operations group? I know it's a diverse environment, but give me a little bit about the feel for the conditions.
So the feel within the operations group and ops town, I think diverse is a key word, and that's what I was going to focus on. Not only with different ethnicity, gender, geographical locations, backgrounds, just diversity of ideas, which is incredibly important. And what I found in that the first couple of weeks as I was walking around and trying to get an idea of what the total mission of the group was and the personality of the airmen was how well they are working together, what a complex environment that we are currently in with all the different problem sets that we are trying to tackle at the same time. And it's really the airmen here on PSAB working together with their ideas, being innovative, just like we always say that airmen and the Air Force as a service have a culture of being innovative. The fact that we were able to accomplish the mission with everything that we have going on is really a testament to our airmen and their capabilities and their diverse backgrounds and their ideas and bringing those forward. And really for our leaders and both our officers and our senior enlisted, listening to the airmen, getting their ideas and figuring out how to best move forward and accomplish the day-to-day mission.
Yeah, absolutely. And I tell you, I'm really impressed at the conditions that some of them are working under. A lot of your team spends almost all day outside under the sun, 110, 120 degrees during this summer period, and we don't have a lot of shade available just yet.
We're working on the shade, but what I can say that I'm impressed with is everybody is taking care of each other. So after we fly the combat missions, our pilots that are driving out to the aircraft are bringing coolers full of cold water, giving those to our airmen that are working out in the jet, and the jets are hot. So they sit out in the sun and it's 120 degrees. And I can tell you right now, when you're climbing up into the jet, if you don't have your gloves on, or if our airmen or maintainers are working on the jet and they don't have their gloves on, you're going to burn your hands. And so it's a hot and intense environment, and it's good to see that we're taking care of each other.
Yeah. Very impressive. So I'm going to switch to the personal a little bit away from the mission, okay?
Yes, sir.
You get some weird statuses back home. You're a little strange, right? So I hear you're a dual status commander. What the heck is that?
Yes, sir. So the last 12 to 18 months have been very interesting. About 18 months ago, I was doing a fellowship back in Washington, D.C. at the Center for New American Security, and the wing at Oregon asked me to come back and be the vice wing commander. And I thought it was a tremendous opportunity to be in a leadership position and continue to fly and just be engaged with our airmen. But to do that, as I am an active duty officer and Kingsley Field is an Air National Guard base, we had to submit an approval up through the Secretary of Defense, which Secretary Esper signed and authorized me to accept a Title 32 commission through the state of Oregon from the Adjutant General and the Governor. And so I'm currently both Title 10 and Title 32 with the capability of working at Kingsley Field as both a regular active duty Air Force member and an International Guardsman to make sure that we can accomplish the mission. And I work directly for Colonel Edwards as the wing commander back there. And it's just been an incredible opportunity for myself to mature as an officer, learn more about our total force. I've had a lot of opportunity to sit down with our Air National Guardsmen to learn about different statuses and what that means for them and how they balance the federal mission of training our F-15 pilots and along with their technician and drill status guard mission, such as being prepared to respond to state emergencies, along with COVID-19, in addition to responding to forest fires or state emergencies of that nature. So it's been incredibly informative to me, and I hope I'm able to use that in the future as an officer in the Air Force.
An exposure like that is almost unique for active duty officers. I can only imagine the value that brings, and certainly I've appreciated learning a little bit about that from you. What about your free time, hobbies, sports?
So I like to spend as much of my free time with my family. I've got a 17-year-old daughter. They'll be turning 18 next week. So happy birthday when this comes out.
Happy birthday.
And I've got a 5-year-old son. So the advantages of living in Oregon is you're very close with nature. There's lots of opportunities to get out. So we like to take the family out and we go camping up in the woods as often as we possibly can and do lots of hiking. We're trying to get into the fishing, although I'm probably the world's worst fisherman. My son is more interested in chucking rocks in the lake and scaring all the fish off. But we like to get outdoors as much as we possibly can and truly enjoy that. And I like to go running. We have a Siberian Husky named Siska who's missing me at the moment because I usually take her running along on the trails and stuff like that. So looking forward to get home and have that opportunity again.
Great environment. Well, let me ask you this. Do you have a hero? Is there somebody that you hold up for yourself or others?
So my heroes are kind of my mentors. I mentioned earlier that I grew up in a military family, and my parents were, they took good care of me, and they really helped me establish, they were my role models, and they developed who I am today. And my heroes, if you will, were both of my grandfathers who have passed away at this point, but they both served in World War II. My mother's father, Lambert, fought in Normandy, landed on D-Day, was part of the 90th Infantry Division, was wounded multiple times, received 2 Purple Hearts, and survived the war and came back home and homesteaded there in Wyoming where my mother's family is from in a small town of Wheatland. And he ended up losing an arm in the war, but came home, built his own home, and just an incredible role model to me. And then my father's dad was in the Army, also Army Air Corps, flew B-29s in the Pacific Theater, and just the sacrifices that they made and just the way that they led their families really, I think, really influenced not only myself, but all of my my direct family and my cousins and just the way that we treat each other. And so those are my heroes.
Wow. Special stories. Well, let's switch to the non-serious. If you had to sing a karaoke song, what would you sing and why?
So I actually used to sing a lot of karaoke when I was a younger officer, just as
really?
Fun and having a good time. And they're normally country songs. Not right now, unless you have a band or something like that. But it usually centered around like Friends in Low Places with Garth Brooks, who I'm glad to see has come back and is putting out music again. But those were the typical venues, and they were typically back at Columbus Air Force Base and small trailer establishments and things, but it was a good time.
Very good. Well, let me ask you this. If you were going to speak to the families of the operations group, those who aren't with your airmen today, what would you say to them?
So to the families of the airmen that are here, I am incredibly impressed. When I first got here and we went through the quarantine, it's quite a shock, and I didn't really know what to expect. And I was expecting to have some morale issues and really have to spend a lot of time helping the airmen. As I got out of quarantine and was able to go talk with the airmen where they're getting the job done, I am incredibly impressed at how well they are doing, how motivated they are to get after this. I think we spend a lot of time in the training environment, and here they're getting the mission done. They're loading up combat configured aircraft. The airmen are flying downrange. And everyone has an outstanding attitude, and that has just taken a huge load off of my back, and it's truly just fun to walk around and engage with the airmen, and I'm really excited to get after it along with them.
Cool. Anything special you want to say to the airmen themselves?
Just keep after it. I've walked around and talked with some smaller groups so far. We're going to learn more about the mission of the EOG as we refine that, but my personal view of leadership is a servant mentality. And I am here to support the airmen of the Expeditionary Operations Group so that they can accomplish their mission. Whatever their distractions are, whether it's here or at home, I want them to elevate it through the chain of command. Or if they see some funny guy walking around with a mustache at Prince Sultan Air Base, come talk to me. Let me know what's bothering you, and then we're going to get after it and try to get those distractions out of the way so they can focus on the mission, because the airmen are the ones that actually get it done.
That's awesome. What have I missed? Is there anything that you'd like to say that I haven't covered?
Sir, I don't think so. I love talking about myself. Hopefully I try to tie back in with that humble, approachable, credible. So I really hope the airmen out there will come up and talk to me and share with me what their frustrations are, what their wins, what they're excited about. But just an incredibly great opportunity for myself right now to have this opportunity to be here with the airmen of Prince Sultan Air Base.
Well, thanks. I enjoyed sitting down with you today, and I look forward to seeing this playing on our podcast and on our multimedia broadcast video. So Thanks so much. It's been fun. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks, sir.